Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before, I am glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I am D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 083 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on July 29th, 2012, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So, how was your week? Here we were dealing with crazy weather, torrential rain, hail, then beastly heat, then storms again. It was crazy weather. I mean, in this part of New Jersey, we frequently get nighttime thunderstorms in the summer because it's really hot and it's humid and air comes from some place else on the map. I don't know, low pressure, high pressure, something like that. And we usually have a good storm several times a week. It's not unusual, but these storms were wild, and we even had one day this week that was cold, actually cold. So that was that. Students are shifting into and out of my schedules because of summer vacations. I want to say hi to Bridget, who is on vacation now, but who will begin lessons in a little over a week. She is the daughter of a former student. I am not kidding. I taught her mom 15 years ago while she was pregnant with Bridget's older brother. Her mom stayed busy raising Bridget and her three other siblings and never had time to return to the guitar, so I was delightfully surprised when Sharon called me. It was a happy reunion, and I am looking forward to Bridget and I beginning lessons next week. I also want to say hi to Mike, who called about guitar lessons a few days ago. He lives across the street from my elementary school, and we have a consultation after Arno's lesson on Wednesday evening. Mike, I'm looking forward to meeting you, and if we decide to go ahead with lessons, I will gladly accompany you to purchase your guitar. While Bridget's family is at the beach, or as we in New Jersey say, down the shore, I took her mother's guitar with me after our consultation. I put a fresh set of DRs on it and replaced the end pin, which came out over the past 15 years. It's all ready for her, and I'll drop it off next Monday when the family's back from vacation. So the Olympics began on Friday. Go Team USA! I hope all the athletes remain healthy, uninjured, and safe for the entirety of the games. I also hope the extraordinary work and accomplishment of all the athletes remains untarnished by others and by anyone who's a doper or any other variety of rule breaker. That's just always sad. There's just nothing else you can say about that other than that it's just pitiful and sad. So, of course, I hope the USA wins the most medals and that our athletes are good sports, exemplary individuals, and do well. But it's a nice time. I like the Olympics a lot. In addition to changing the 15-year-old strings on Bridget's mom's guitar, I put fresh DRs on all of my guitars this week. I'm in audio heaven with all the guitars in our apartment sounding so beautiful, I don't know which one to pick up and play. So I'm a very happy camper. Last week I was in the doldrums with the miserable sound of my guitars. If you haven't been able to see the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, you won't be able to visit it until it reopens in September. But at that time, if you're traveling to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, or any other nearby locale, consider making a trip to the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit there. It's amazing and inspiring. All the details are available at the Mahwah Museum website, and of course, I will put a link to it in the show notes. Of course, on the topic of Les Paul, don't forget, too, that you can reserve a copy of Thank You, Les, the documentary and album put together as a tribute to Les Paul. As I mentioned over the past couple of weeks, Joni over at the production company was so sweet to send me a sneak here of the CD. I heard all 21 tracks, and the roster of artists is fabulous, and it's going to be just a great tribute, and I am so happy mine is already reserved. Oh, I should say here, kudos to the Mahwah Museum for sending my friend Tina of tinaspicks.com and Tina's Picks on Twitter a pic for her collection. She is over the moon about it and is so appreciative, and so am I. By the way, Tina has a donate button on her website now. You have to really look for it. I think it's navigable at the "and finally" button. I think that's how she has it labeled. I'm not looking at it right now. Take a look, and if you'd like to spread the love, I know Tina has a need that a little tiny bit of cash from all of her Twitter friends and her website fans can alleviate. So I'm not a hypocrite. I was the first contributor. Hi, Tina. I'll see you online sometime. This week, there are two students in the spotlight. The question of the week is postponed until next week. News is about Guitar Players Editor's Pick Award recipient. And Take Note is about GuitarTechniqueTutor.com's website and the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast changes. No, I'm not going to stop podcasting. It's just changes. It's not discontinuation. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to the student spotlight. Are four descriptions of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Raptor R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design, and from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Genuine R-Series Raptors have three carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars, and the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing! Each picking tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest thin pick through the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. The pursuit of excellence. This is my favorite. All the R-Series Raptor picks are subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Like and follow Raptor Picks USA on Facebook and Twitter. Liking the Facebook page will enter you into a drawing for a free Raptor in September. Tell your guitarist friends too. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight are Lanny again and Mike. Lanny did very well, but I sense that she's sliding back into old habits. It will be interesting to see if I'm reading it correctly or not. Lanny, don't neglect your practice. You just have to manage your time. I know you can do this, and I know it's not your nature to manage your time as well as you really need to continue to progress well. But you did beautifully. I really hope to see you in the spotlight more, and again this summer. Mike, dude, for a guy who almost never gets to practice, and Lanny, that's not because he doesn't want to, he's just never in town. You play amazingly well. I know you have a photographic memory, And for you listeners, I mean that literally. He literally has a photographic memory, which is, of course, a bit of a help. And your brain isn't too bad either, but still, you did extraordinarily well this week. Amazing, really. I know you're on the road now for a couple of weeks, and I won't see you, but dude, I am really shocked at what you can get done with the little bit of time you have. I know a lot of it has to do with your ability to focus intently and with that photographic memory of yours. Students, there's plenty of room in the glow of the spotlight for you. Let's see what this week will hold. There is no question of the week this week. Nothing came in by email that I haven't addressed recently, and I had a very small student schedule because of all vacations and things like that. And none of my students that I did teach had any questions that rose to the level of addressing them here, so I'm not going to waste your time or my time. And we'll just hope for a good question next week. If you have a question that you would like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Let me spell it for you. guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, let's move along to this week's news. In the news this week is Guitar Player Magazine gives Epiphone DR212 the Editor's Pick Award. Congratulations to everyone at Epiphone. Be sure to check out the September 2012 issue of Guitar Player. On page 94, Art Thomas reviews the Epiphone DR212 acoustic. Here's some info on this amazingly affordable, quite decent 12-string guitar. And by affordable, I mean around $170 for an Epiphone. So the model is DR212. The DR212 is a true 12-string acoustic guitar with the big sound and fine engineering you expect from Epiphone. The DR212 is not just a dreadnought with six extra strings. They designed the DR212 to take the stress of extra strings and not just support the spruce top, but provide the proper bracing so what you hear is balanced, cutting, and attention-getting tone. The 12-string dreadnought has often been thought of as the classic go-to guitar for blues, folk rock, country, and everything in between. Epiphone knows you want your 12-string acoustic guitar tone to be distinctive, and for your instrument not to come unglued, literally. A lot of 12-string guitar makers expect you to be satisfied with an okay sound, hoping that the novelty of having a 12-string will distract from the fact that it sounds rather thin. You've all heard those crummier 12-string guitars. Yeah, it is a novelty when you first get one because it's more sound, but a lot of times it's not balanced. You don't have mids and you don't have lows the way you would really want them because so many of the strings are just high E strings or high B strings tuned to where they need to be. The DR212 is the only classic 12-string dreadnought that comes with a limited lifetime guarantee and Gibson 24/7 365 customer service along with the experience of a century of guitar making. Start with the best, make a statement. So here are some specs on this guitar. The body's mahogany, the top is select spruce, the neck is mahogany. Nut width is 1.75, scale is 1.68 inches, the fretboard is rosewood with dot inlay, the hardware is nickel, and it's a natural wood color. We're not, you know, it's not black and it's not sunburst or anything like that. Do make it a point, if you don't already subscribe to Guitar Player, visit Guitar Player magazine online at guitarplayer.com to read the article when it's published in September. And I will put a link to that up on the show notes page. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. Take Note topic this week is my annual summer website overhaul. If you have been with me since the very beginning, when I just had the news of the week in a sidebar on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage, you've seen the site evolve from neon yellow, neon green, dusty blue, and red with a stylized guitar logo to the same site but with colors toned down to red and black, and I really liked that red and black, so I kept it when I changed all the plain rectangular buttons to rectangular buttons with color-changing guitars on them last summer. Last summer, I have to say, I was fortunate enough to have been given, yes, I said given, my iMac. It was a couple of years old, but after the drive was scrubbed, it was virtually a new computer for me, and I really needed it at the time. But I had software cataclysms. Because my OS was upgraded when the drive was scrubbed, all of my web design software, my Photoshop, and other software that I need and use all the time had to be replaced. And they were so different from the significantly older versions I was already using that I lost a few weeks adjusting to the new applications. The difference between my old Dreamweaver and my current Dreamweaver was like night and day, and Photoshop was, the whole palette was different. It was just, looked like a totally different program, and I just had to get used to the new icons and how much more enhanced all those apps were. Then there was a change of the podcast name on iTunes, and that's why iTunes only has 36 episodes, excluding this one, when it goes live. I mean, we're on episode 083, so this will be the 83rd episode, but there are only 36 up. During August, I hope to, and that's as committed as I can be about it, I hope to do a little website housekeeping. 2010 and 2011 podcasts will be archived as MP3 files only. There's really no need for all the pages and pages of show notes that were published with those shows. So I will pare down the sheer volume of pages for the site. I don't know how much extra time it may take for me to re-syndicate those shows to iTunes and FeedBurner. If you're very interested in me doing so, please drop me an email or direct message me on Twitter. I'm on the fence, and I need to get it done during August if I do that. All things being equal, I should be able to accomplish it, but today, E-Rex was not really himself, and we're closing down on him having to begin his radiation, so things are going to be very fluid once September arrives, and I don't know how much I'm going to get done in the month of August. I have great plans, I am a very good manager of my time, but there are a few things in play that I do not have control over. So 2012 podcasts will remain available with their intact show notes. Pre-2012 podcasts will be available solely as MP3s, and perhaps I will syndicate them so those older shows get up on iTunes. And I'll have them carefully episode numbered, even though the iTunes order will be incorrect, the show numbers will be correct. And if you have not been listening since the very beginning, you're going to hear a lot of evolution of the sound of this podcast, the quality of the recording, the sophistication of the show mixing, and I'm not saying it's terribly sophisticated because I do all this, but it has developed into a much better production than what it was in the early days, so just cut me a break. I will say there are some really good old stories, especially the Bat in the Belfry episode. I think that was probably my favorite one. I don't remember any of the content other than that there was a bat in somebody's house while I was giving them a lesson, and I'll leave it at that. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 083. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll be moving along to the outro to wrap this baby up. once in a great while something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with a mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed. Get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick, and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Like and follow Raptor Picks USA on Facebook and Twitter. Liking the Facebook page will enter you into a drawing for a free Raptor in September. Tell your guitarist friends too. Genuine Raptor guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Don't forget to keep your guitar in an environment in which you're comfortable, not too dry, definitely not hotter than you'd be comfortable, and be sure it's humidified if you have the AC on. You'll only hear me say this a few times ever. Do not go to the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey during the month of August because the exhibit will not be open. Making plans for September is another story. Check out Tina's picks and spread the love if you're inclined. She will appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really going to teach second generation. Wow. It's hard to believe. Excellent work, Lanny and Mike. Lanny, don't disappoint me next week. Keep managing your time well. Congrats to Epiphone for your DR212 being awarded the Guitar Player Editor's Pick. GuitarTechniqueTutor.com will have some podcast page modifications during August, I hope. All audio files will remain available, but show notes from 2010 and 2011 will be disappearing. I may get the earlier 47 episodes back on iTunes and FeedBurner if it isn't too time-consuming and if things in my life in general go as I plan and hope they will. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 083 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope that you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I've mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is G-U-I-T-A-R. TechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please notice there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email a question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me, and I retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorn, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a gigging professional, or at any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.